Rand Paul, Trump's anti-war stance: a clear distinction between him, Joe Biden. By Trent Baker on August 26, 2020. Wednesday, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, expounded on his message at the Republican National Convention the night before, lauding President Donald Trump for being the most anti-war president in a generation. Paul highlighted Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's history of voting for war with Iraq and creating more chaos in the Middle East as vice president, and how Trump really gets that ending the Afghan war is good for the country. He added that Trump's anti-war stance is a clear distinction between the two candidates. "I think it's a clear distinction between President Trump and Joe Biden," Paul said of his remarks. "Joe Biden for decades voted for war up here, the Iraq war. I don't think he has ever fully explained why the Iraq war was a mistake. But if you listen to President Trump in rally after rally and year after year, President Trump says by destabilizing Iraq, by destabilizing the Middle East, you allowed Iran to grow stronger. So, we shifted the balance of power by getting rid of Saddam Hussein." He continued, "I've heard the president say many times as I have that Saddam Hussein was no great person. But he was a counterbalance to the Ayatollah and a counterbalance to Iran. But also with regards to Libya, Joe Biden was there with President Obama and decided to get rid of another not-so-great person, Gaddafi. But when they did, they got chaos. And out of chaos springs more terrorism. I think ISIS, I think the terrorism, the breeding grounds in Libya came from getting rid of a government with nothing to replace it. So, I think President Trump really gets this. I've been with him at Dover to see the young men come home to be received by their families after their deaths in war, and it moves him. And I think he truly does want to end the Afghan war, and that's why I'm supporting him." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.